Migrant clinics in central and northern Illinois are ramping up efforts to get more of Illinois' migrant workers tested for COVID-19.
Sometimes the positive rate is zero, sometimes 4%, but our average on the 1,600 tests that we've done so far is about 14%.
That's Elise Sawyers, CEO of the Community Health Partnership of Illinois. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.
Today is Thursday, September 10th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. Bradley University is ordering all students to quarantine in place for the next 2 weeks to limit COVID-19 exposures. Tim Shelley explains what's happening.
There are currently about 50 students who have tested positive and another 500 students who were already in quarantine. But university spokeswoman Renee Charles says that wasn't the reason for the decision.
It wasn't that we hit a certain number of positive tests or a certain number of quarantine. It's just that exponential continued growth that we had to say, okay, we need to stop, we need to pause, and we need to reset our actions.
Students will learn remotely for the next 2 weeks. Charles says while most students are doing the right thing, a few are not.
The goal is to keep people from congregating in groups, even if they're small, and also reminding them, you have to wear a mask. You have to keep your distance. These are things that we just can no longer allow to be overlooked.
She says the goal of the quarantine is to step up enforcement of good practices to allow for Bradley to continue in-person classes.
So this is our attempt at getting things back in line so that we don't have to fully close the campus residentially and go to full remote learning for everyone for the rest of the semester.
The quarantine ends September 23rd. I'm Tim Shelley.
Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. A Woodford County man in his 80s with underlying health issues is the Tri-County area's latest COVID-19 related death. He was a resident of a long-term care facility. The region's death toll stands at 55. Health officials reported 87 new confirmed COVID-19 cases Wednesday. Illinois Supreme Court Justice Thomas Kilbride seeks support from Peoria and Tazewell counties in his bid to serve for another 10 years. And the Peoria Public Library is adopting a fine-free policy to lower barriers to library use. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. You're listening to WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. The Community Health Partnership of Illinois operates migrant clinics at several locations in central and northern Illinois. Christine Herman spoke with the partnership's CEO, Elise Sawyers, about how testing efforts are going.
We continue to test as much as we are able to. Sometimes we do have on a schedule locations that we need to visit, and then things change. Right now, we have a shortage of outreach teams, so we have a challenge of human resource shortage as well. So we're doing the best that we can in the community. I think we're over 1,600 in terms of tests right now. Depending on the location, sometimes the positive rate is zero, sometimes 4%, but our average on the 1,600 tests that we've done so far is about 14%.
Are you mostly going to showing up at hotels where workers are staying and showing up near migrant camps, or are you also trying to coordinate with growers to come to the field sites where the workers are working?
We target everywhere our farm workers are. So we try our best to identify when they're coming in, where they're housed, where they work. We try to develop relationship with the workers, the growers, the plants. So depending on where they give us permission, we're constantly always asking and letting them know, the owners and growers and employers, that we're here. We provide now the COVID testing. So where we have success, we take them. And we try to also make sure the messaging go out, the successes that we're having, so they will also join on as well.
And when you say that there's been a bit of a staffing shortage, is that because were you trying to ramp up and do even more outreach than usual because of the pandemic and the elevated need for these types of services for farm workers?
Absolutely. So we are funded by the federal government. Quite a few dollars came down the pipeline to do testing. we accepted those dollars and we're trying to make sure we hire quickly. So there's a lot of challenges. Can you get the staff in as quickly as you get the dollars in to hire? Can you get to the location? Can you get the numbers of locations? Can you get the information as to where your H2As and your other migrant farm workers are? Can you get access to do the testing? We learn of COVID-19 or more of it within the last 6 months. How long does it take to even hire the staffing that you need to get the numbers of staff out there? So we've been really working collaboratively with state agencies. We're looking at funding sources everywhere. We're seeking volunteers as well. We're looking at health departments that we can partner with. And then you have the challenge of even over staff. There is a fear going out there to test. And then we also have the shortage of staff when we pull from our clinics to go into the community to test. So it's a whole planning focus and with challenges.
Do you wish that the testing was mandated for farm workers, that it was required that employers provide it?
So, you know, that's a beautiful thing. We've had that conversation. We think it is a good thing to test before entry, right? That's a preventive measure in itself. Absolutely. So as much as the state requirements and the guidance will be moving forward, I'm on many committees having the conversation, but I think it is the right thing to do.
That was IPR's Christine Herman speaking with Community Health Partnership of Illinois CEO Elise Sawyers. Before we let you go, the Jazz Summer Series continues with the Judy Page Project at the Betty Jane Brimmer Center tonight at 7, and Breakfast at Tiffany's will be screened tonight at 8 out on the plaza of the Peoria Riverfront Museum. These events enforce social distancing, and masks are required. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.